Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shawl, and today's episode is secrets. So, okay, guys, I want to hear your secrets. I did this on Instagram stories where I said, guys, tell me your secrets. And you guys gave me the craziest, best secrets ever. So I knew I wanted to do an episode where you guys call in and tell me your secrets. And I will keep them. But I should let you know that a lot of people listen to this podcast. So what we're going to do is I'm not going to know the name. I'm going to tell security when he puts someone through to either make up like a character name or just like say anonymous or something like that. This is why I'm the greatest secret keeper. I don't remember shit. You can tell me like the worst thing you've ever done. And 2 days later, I will completely forget, which is why I'm the best secret keeper ever. Again, unfortunately, this will be on the internet, but we'll do no research on who these people are. And no matter what they say, this is a judgment-free, secret-keeping zone. So let's bring in security.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Now, are you a good secret keeper?
Very good secret keeper.
Yeah, I know you are. Because like, if I have a secret, you're probably the person I would tell.
Like what you told me last week, which was, no, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, what did I tell you? I have such a bad memory.
No, I won't say anything.
Okay, do you want to hear my secret? It involves you. It's actually our secret about something. Because I didn't get security's permission first to tell this secret.
Go ahead.
It's not bad. It's just something that we said, let's never tell anyone.
So let's tell everyone right now.
Okay. I was in Los Angeles and security came out a couple days later because we had some big meetings that, you know, I wanted him there for. And this A-list celebrity, I mean A-list celebrity, invites me over to their house. Now, where this A-list celebrity lives, it's very windy and just not easy to get to. And so I was looking at the map. Now, you guys have to understand, I live in New York City. I drive maybe three times a year. And during those three times, I'm not a good driver. Like, because I'm not good at focusing or paying attention. And now to get to this person's house, it's very windy. And so I said to security, what am I going to do? And so security said, take an Uber. And I said, no, because when I want to leave said celebrity's house, I don't have to wait like 17 minutes because then I just have to wait there awkwardly. And that's like, I'm like, bye. Just kidding. I have to wait for 17 minutes. I'm like, that's so awkward. I want to drive. And so then security goes, well, I could drop you off. And then I'm like, no, that's weird. I don't want to have my brother drop me off like I'm some loser. So we came up with this plan.
Oh, I know where this is going. Oh, gosh.
So security drives, and then we were literally like less than a block away. Security gets out of the car, and then I was like, there's no way I'm going to be there more than 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, I was just coming by to meet this person who said, oh, stop by, I'd love to meet you. And so I said, okay. So I was literally just going. I had like, you know, donuts and a bottle of wine I was going to drop off for this person and meet them and then leave. So I said, all right, security, just like walk around the block. I'll be back in 20 minutes. By the way, it was like 100 degrees.
Maybe even more, maybe like 105. It was hot.
Ridiculously hot.
And I was wearing jeans and a black shirt as well.
Fast forward, I'm there for 4 hours. And I didn't want to tell this celebrity that my brother was wandering the streets because then I would have to explain this whole thing. And then the celebrity would be like, wait, why did what? Like, they'd have so many questions and I didn't want to have to answer because it was weird enough. And like, I told security, it's just going to take 20 minutes, which is like, I'm assuming why, like, how come you didn't leave the area? Just because you didn't want to leave me?
Well, yeah, because I was walking around the area. And then when it hit like a half an hour. Then it became 45 minutes. And then I was like, at the hour, I'm like, okay, now I really can't leave this area because you have to be done. And I didn't want to like sit down in front of someone's curb and like just sit in front of their house. And then like, again, I started walking more and more. And
guys, these are like gajillion dollar homes. Like we're in the, like, it's not like, oh, there's a, like a convenience store around the corner. Like it's just like mansions after mansions.
And then like, even like, I saw like there were Ring cameras. See, watching me.
Didn't you help like some gardeners
there was a construction thing, and eventually I became friends with them because they kept on seeing me walking back and forth like 30, 40 times.
So after 4 hours, I finally leave. I see security. He's burnt to a crisp.
Because I didn't have sunblock. I did not have sunblock.
He's like hanging out with these construction guys. They put him to work. Yeah, and I never told anyone about that because we were like so embarrassed of like how we cared. Because like... we could have had a better plan, but you know, again, I was so new to like the celebrity world and I just wanted to make a good impression.
I walked for 4 hours in the heat. And yet that I didn't lose any weight. I ate the construction workers' lunch.
We went out to lunch after. All right. So security, should we open up the lines and hear other people's secrets?
All right, perfect. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, wait, security, before you put through the first person,
yeah.
Just because these are secrets, so I don't want to give anyone's true identity.
You got it.
So for every person, give me like a character from the game Clue. And so,
gotcha,
like,
okay.
Like Mrs. White or Mrs. Peacock or whatever mm-hmm. like that, okay?
No problem.
All right, security, who's on the line?
Okay, so we have Miss White on the phone.
Hi, Mrs. White. We're giving fake names. Don't get nervous.
Okay, well, you know. It could have been Miss Peacock, but whatever.
All right, you know what? Let's give her Miss Peacock.
All right.
All right, we changed it. Hold on. Going in rewind.
So, Robin, we have Miss Peacock on the phone.
Hi, Miss Peacock.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm supposed to be working right now, but, you know, it's fine.
That's your secret?
No.
I'm hiding in a closet.
I couldn't actually be... like working with the person that I have a super crush on, talking about the fact that I have a crush on him, and it would get a little awkward.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Give me the story. Give me the secret. Give me the gossip.
Yeah. So the guy I work with, I'm going to admit, he's about 13 years younger than me, but age is just a number, right? Please say yes.
Correct.
Okay, good. So,
yes.
I mean, he's single. I'm single. He's not my boss, but he does have more responsibility than I do. But there was a time period where we were traveling a lot for our work because we're in the same group. And let's just say, like, it seemed like that there was something there, but really, I don't know what to do. I don't know whether or not to, like, do I ask him? Do I, like, make a move? I don't know. But it's like,
okay, I have a question. So you guys never actually hooked up, but you feel there's something there?
For Christmas, he gave me a $60 bottle of alcohol as like, hey, because there was a big joke going on that like he owed me like a drink. Like I said, you owe me, now you're up to a case of said alcohol. And so he gave me a $60 bottle of really nice alcohol as like, it was a running joke with us, that, you know, he owed me for that. But anyway, and so like from there, then we started like traveling and then it was like, we'd go for dinner, but is this not a date? Is this a date? I don't think it is because we're on travel for work. It's very confusing.
Is it against company policy to date?
No, because he's not my boss, but he's kind of my lead, though. That's the problem. And I'm 13 years older than him.
Okay. Okay, the age thing is totally fine. As long as everyone's legal, don't worry about the age. I've dated guys 15 years older, and I've dated guys like 8 years younger. So I don't care about the age as long as everyone's a consenting adult. You're fine with that. My problem is, like, yes, it has to be a little bit secrety in the office because people will gossip. And, like, if he is the leader, you don't want people, like, saying, like, you're getting special treatment. But now here's the thing is we have to figure out, is he into you?
Yeah, exactly. And I am really bad at that. Like, I've been on dates and not known I've gone on a date until I was on the date. So I'm really bad at the whole, like, does a guy like me? I have an issue. I have a problem. It's bad.
Okay, I'm going to give you help, all right? Here's my advice. First off, men are not as complicated as women. We overthink everything, okay? We, like, think about it, like, way too hard. If he's taking you out to dinner, if he's buying you gifts, if he's flirting with you, he likes you, okay? Like, whether he just likes you enough to hook up with you or if he just likes you enough for a relationship, that I don't know. But if he's buying you gifts and he's taking you out to dinner, it's not that complicated. Now, if it was two women, I would have no clue because women are the most complicated people on this planet. Men are very simple. Now, this is how I say you figure this out, that you guys need to hang out. Do you drink? Oh yeah, he bought you alcohol. Okay, I'd say have drinks, you know, not dinner, drinks, because drinks could be very romantic. And I think you have to, like, touch his arm, you know what I mean? Like, flirt, like when he says something, go, you're so funny, and touch him, like, touch his thigh, touch his arm. By you touching him, it's going to be giving him, like, the green flag of, oh, she's flirting, which will then make, because he may not be trying anything on you because it's a workplace.
This has been my problem the whole time, is that, you know, I think we're both very much like, I don't want to, like, mess, because we work really well together. Recently, he's cooled off. So I don't know if I missed my opportunity or missed my window. I have no idea. Like, but yes, I will try that. And if it worked, I will call you guys back and tell you guys.
Okay. Yes. And I think what you should do is, because the only way you missed your opportunity is if he's already in a relationship. So during this, like, drinks or whatever it is that's more of a flirty environment, like, touches on, oh my God, you're so funny. And say, are you seeing anyone right now? And if he says no, you keep touching him. Like, you keep, like, flirting with him. To me, flirting is, like, the smallest, like, touching to a guy gives them the green flag that you're, like, into him. And guys, again, they're very simple. It's very easy. You have to give them the green flag and ask. If he's not seeing anyone and you do that, I have a feeling he's going to try something. And then if he does, call us back, and then that'll be the next secret.
Okay. I will give you guys a full report.
Okay. Excellent. Ms. Peacock, thank you for calling in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, dating in the office is, I think, so many people's secrets. We had something in an episode the other day of someone calling in that they were dating someone in the office. I'm trying to think if I've ever dated in the office. Well, I don't think I've ever worked in an office. That's not true. I worked at Dad's accounting firm. And let me tell you, those accountants were nice, but I didn't date
anyone. But you didn't know if anybody there was having... We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. I'm like 100% positive Dad was not.
No. 100%.
I can, like, guarantee it.
Exactly. But the other workers there, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
They were going to tell us.
We're at the Betches headquarters. We don't know what happens here. Like, we just walk in every Monday, like, do, 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 do. We don't know the drama that happens. Oh, I hope one of them calls in. All right. Get me someone else on the line.
Okay, Robin, we have Miss Scarlett on the phone right now.
Hi, Miss Scarlett.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So today's episode is secrets.
Okay.
Lay it on me. What's the secret? What's the gossip? What's going on?
Okay. So my big secret is that I grew up the gold star good kid. Straight A's, you know, in lots of sports and clubs at school, president of the Bible club. And the pandemic just broke me. So my favorite thing to do since the pandemic has been to smoke a ton of pot. My favorite part is my dad, who is where all my strictness comes from. He just became a pastor of a church a couple years ago. So now my favorite thing to do as a 37-year-old is to go visit my parents and smoke as much weed in their house without them telling as I can.
They have no clue, right?
No clue.
You know what? This is making me think of, like, I don't know how old you are, but when I was in high school, me and my friends, like, we smoked weed and we smoked cigarettes, and we would do it, like, in my bedroom. We'd close the door and we'd open up the window and we'd smoke and, like, blow out the window. And at my door, we would put, like, towels. And, like, I did, what you talking right now just brought back, like, a rush of memories of, like, being in your parents' home and having to, like, sneak weed or cigarettes as, like, you know, as, like, being so bad.
So fun. Like, I'm way too old to be enjoying it this much. Like, we're almost the same age. I'm 37 and I didn't do this until last year. And so I'm like, I don't know, really late to the party, but it's a great party.
I don't smoke weed anymore, but even with drinking, because my dad is so, like, straight laced, he doesn't drink at all. And not because he's in AA, he's just like, you know, just like, you know, straight and narrow type guy. And even when, like, I'm drinking, like, I'm, like, hiding it from him. And I'm like, I'm 38. What? And I'm allowed to drink a vodka soda. But, like, if I'm at a party and he's there too, as soon as I see him coming in the room, I'll put down the drink because I don't want him to catch me drinking.
Yeah, same.
When it comes to my parents, I don't want them to know I'm dating. Like, I feel like I'm like, oh, I can't be dating. Like, you know, I'm doing something bad.
What? And it's especially dad. Like, I'm not sure why.
And you're a dad who's a pastor, so that's like times 10.
Right. It's so weird.
I feel like my dad could have been a rabbi, so, like, I get it. So has he always been strict with you?
Always. I mean, it was never like this, like, you cannot mess up sort of thing, but it was very, we have a good time, don't we? We don't need drugs or alcohol to feel better, do we? And he was a fun, silly dad, so, you know, when I was like 14, no, he could do silly dances and I would laugh. But, you know, it's hard out there now.
Oh, my God. There's an episode. I can't even believe I'm remembering this because I haven't watched the show in like 15 years. There's an episode. Remember the show Seventh Heaven where the dad was a pastor?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay, so there's an episode where the oldest son had a joint and it fell out. And, like, the mom and dad were like, they were like, is this marijuana? You know? And so then he's like, it's mine, but it's not, I never smoked it. And they're like, this is why you can't hold down a job. Meanwhile, the kid's like 16 in high school. And so then the episode ends. He goes to church, the kid, and he's like speaking out loud to God. And he's like, God, I swear this was not my marijuana. I would never smoke marijuana. And then the parents are like listening behind and then they hug and they're like, we trust you. But meanwhile, like, I'm like, what the fuck? It's marijuana. So I say keep living your best life. If the high is a little bit better in your parents' house, enjoy yourself. Keep it a secret. You're living your best life.
Even if it's a little late.
Even if it's you know what? As long as we're still on this planet, it's just on time.
Oh, that's true.
All right, thanks for calling in. This is why I seem like such a bad kid, because growing up, you and our other brother didn't smoke, smoke weed, nope. Didn't drink,
nope.
Like, never got in trouble. Like, nope. You sometimes would get in trouble with your grades.
Yeah.
But you guys were so good. And then I rolled around.
Though a secret that just came out not like only a few years ago to mom and dad what? Was that I made a fake report card.
Oh, yeah. But that's yeah. what I'm saying, grades.
Yeah.
Like, you were not good with grades, but you never got in trouble. Well, actually, when security made a fake report card one time because he was failing his class, he, like, found a printout in, like, the basement. I
found a blank, found, like, a whole stack of blank report cards so in the basement. Fake report card,
gave it to my parents. And when they found out, but at the moment, my dad was eating cantaloupe, and he was so mad, he threw the cantaloupe, and it missed my mom's head by an inch. And I remember being in the other room and my hearing my mom go, "Ira, I understand you're mad, but you don't have to throw cantaloupe at my head." I was in the next room, yeah. and I'm being like, I don't know what's happening, but that's the greatest line I'll ever hear in the rest of my life. All right, put it up, put through another call.
Okay, so we have Colonel Mustard.
Hi, Colonel Mustard.
Hi, Robin, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little stressed out, though. I got something to get off my chest.
Okay, just so you know, this is secrets, and I won't tell any of your secrets except this plays for thousands of people. Okay, give it to me.
Okay, so I am feeling a little bad because one of my good friends wrote a book, and I never read it. And I told him I read it. I went to the party for the book. I feel like I'm in too deep now. But do I need to read the book?
Okay. First off, just keep the secret to yourself, okay? Because your friend's going to be very upset. I, one time in college, my neighbor was this cute guy, and he was reading, what's that movie that Tom Hanks was in where he, like, is in Paris in the museum? And do you know what I'm talking about?
What's the Da Vinci Code.
Yes, okay, it was the Da Vinci Code. But this is before the movie came out, right? And so, like, I said to him, like, oh, my God, I love that book. And he's like, oh, really? When I'm done, we should talk about it. And I'm like, okay. Thing is, I never read the book. And so I wasn't going to, like, start reading the book because that's, like, 400 pages, right? And so then he was like, oh, Robin, do you want to talk about the book? I actually, like, ghosted him and ignored him just because I didn't want to have to talk to him about the book. So I get your problem. And this is even worse because this is a friend. Do you know the genre of the book?
Yeah, it's nonfiction. It's like, there's research that went into it. It's pretty long, though.
Okay, this is what I suggest. Read the back cover, then reword it in your own way, and then send them a message being like, you already said we read his book. Or just be like, hey, you know, when, and let's say the back cover says, you know, let's say the book is about, I'm making this up, rainbows, right? And how rainbows first came. All right, so let's say it's about rainbows and how they're made. Are rainbows made?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so then you'll be like, oh, my God. Okay, so let's say on the back cover is like, this book is about how rainbows are made through the weather and rain and sunshine, right? So then you send them a message, but reword that and be like, you know what my favorite part of the book is? How with rain and sunshine and weather, rainbows do come about, you know, like change it around, and then your friend will never know.
Okay. I was thinking I could like flip to a random page and just, you know, pull out one or two details too.
I think you're going above and beyond. You're such a good friend. I think if you want to maybe read a page here and there, just so you have some one or two lines to really grasp at, then great. But that's you going above and beyond in this friendship.
Okay. I feel better now.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. I always like to think, if I had a book, would they read it? If you had a book, I've never thought that once in my life. If you had a book, do you think your friend would have read it?
I don't know. I feel like they would say they did, but I wouldn't know if they really did either. So I don't know if we're both just lying to each other or...
The foundation of a good friendship is lies. So I say keep it up. Honestly, it's a little white lie. It's not a big deal. Just read the back cover, read two or three pages, make them feel good, build them up, be supportive, because that's what really matters more than anything is being there for your friend, more than taking the time to read a book.
Okay.
Did that help?
It did. Thank you, Robin.
And now I have a special guest. Your friend is here to promote his book. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you got this. Keep the secret to yourself. We won't tell anyone.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. So I have had a few friends that have written books.
And did you read any of them?
I have two different friends that wrote children books, which I read that. Actual books, no. I'm tired.
Now, did you get the reading the back cover based on what I did as a kid, that I read back covers of books for book reports?
Yeah. You're such a good role model as a child. All right, put through the next call.
Okay, so now we have Mr. Body on the phone.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Body.
Hi. So I have a secret that I want to share.
I'm at security. Is there someone on the phone?
No, it's me. You didn't ask me about, do I have a secret?
So you had to call in?
Yes, I had to call in.
Okay. All right. Security. Mr. Body.
Mr. Body's on the phone.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Body, today's is about secrets. We will not reveal your identity. Okay. What do you have for us?
Okay, so when I was in third grade, now I've kept the secret for 35 years. When I was like in third grade, the student teacher, I was helping her out during lunchtime, and she gave me like a big garbage bag to throw out at the custodian's room. So I took this big garbage bag, and when I got there to throw it in the dumpster, I looked inside and I saw that it was all art projects that me and my classmates made. And so I saw mine. I took mine out. I didn't want to throw it out. I rolled it up and I put it in my pocket. So now the next day, the teacher announced to the class that someone stole or threw out or did something with everybody's art project. So I'm sitting there and I look at the student teacher whose head is down, not looking at me. And I'm like, I know what happened to him. The student teacher threw him out, told me to do it. So I didn't say a word.
You didn't rat the teacher out?
I didn't rat the student teacher out. I didn't, because I'm an accomplice now. So the entire school year, everyone always wondered what happened to all the art projects.
And you know, you threw it out.
I
knew
I threw it out, minus mine that I took home. So if anybody is listening that was in that third grade class with me,
write in review.
I was the one that threw out everybody's art project, but it wasn't my fault. It was the student teacher.
And you kept her secret.
Yes.
Did she ever look at you like?
Never. Again, she never even looked at me.
Because she knew you knew.
Exactly.
Now, did she continue to work in your school?
For the next like few weeks, so she was a student teacher. Yeah. But like she
you
never.
You know what's so crazy now thinking about it? She was probably like 19.
Yeah. She's like 19. She felt awful. Yeah. And this one kid
knew her secret that could ruin her career forever.
But she must have been so happy that I just didn't rat her out.
No, you're a good student. You're a good friend.
Yeah.
To that teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I painted something for my, you know this story, but I'll tell the people at home. I painted something for my mom and dad. And then I was like, to my mom, I said, how come you didn't put up the painting? And she's like, dad wanted to put it in the office. And I was like, oh, okay. That's weird. And so then a week or two later, I went to dad's office and I was like, where's the painting I made them? I found it in the garbage. Wait, you didn't know this?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, in the garbage in
the office?
In the office.
Yeah.
Did dad not know that it was your artwork?
He was like, it's not in the garbage. It's behind the garbage. I'm like, dad, that's the garbage.
Or did the student teacher put it in the garbage?
Either way, I was like, I took it and I was like, that's it. You guys don't deserve my artwork. All right. Now, security, put through a real call.
No problem. All right. Now we have Professor Plum on the phone.
Hi, Professor Plum.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you for calling in.
Anytime.
So today's episode is about secrets. So what's your secret?
Yes. Okay, so this secret is very embarrassing, but so I was on my cycle and I had went to Walmart and I had to use the bathroom really bad. So I went to the bathroom, and so when I got up, I realized that I couldn't find my pad anywhere. And I turn around and it's in the toilet. And I'm scared, I'm confused, I don't know what to do, if I should take out the toilet or not. So I flushed the toilet and the toilet, it got clogged. And so I'm panicking and I don't know if I should flush the toilet again or just leave it there. So I ended up leaving there and then just leaving the Walmart. And I never went back to that Walmart ever since.
Okay. I feel like this is a very relatable secret. I mean, I too would have kept this for a secret forever. To make you feel better, I'm going to share something with you that I have never told anyone on this planet. Okay. I was in college and I was driving home. Oh my gosh. I was driving home from my college, which was UConn, back to Long Island. And halfway there, my stomach's grumbling. And I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom, okay? So I pull into a gas station. And I ask the gas station if I could use the bathroom. And he goes, the only bathroom we have is the employee one right behind me. And you have to be an employee. And I look at him, I said, this is an emergency, sir. Please, can I use it? I will be so fast. And he's like, oh, fine. I go. I do my business, which was a lot of business. I go to flush. All of a sudden, the water starts rising with what was in the toilet. And I'm like panicking. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm like, please, God, if you're here, please make this stop. Nope. It just goes and goes. And it starts going all over the floor. And so I opened the door. I closed it behind me. I said to the man, thank you very much. And I got in my car and I got the hell out of there. And to this day, nobody knows that happened. So when I say I understand what you went through in that Walmart that day and why you've kept it a secret till today, I hear you. I understand you. And you and I will take this secret to the grave.
Yes, I will. I will never keep your secret, and I will never ever tell anybody.
And I will never tell anybody your secret. And together, we should never go back to gas stations on the I-95 or any Walmart across the country.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, thanks for calling in. Oh, security's raising his hand. I feel like this has happened to you more than once. We don't need the list. I don't want to hear it.
Target, Santa Barbara, 2003.
Is that when you had to buy pants in the Target?
Yes, that's oh my it. God. That's it.
Wait, remind me quickly. Just give you a two-sentence version.
I didn't make it to the Target.
So you had to buy the pants at the Target. Yeah, okay. All right. We got it. Guys, thank you for calling in. I feel like we have gotten closer by knowing each other's secrets. So now we're going to go to my least favorite part of the show where we have to go through the news. No, I'm kidding. You know what my secret is? I actually truly enjoy the news.
They can't see you rolling your eyes.
All right, guys. So I like news that makes me feel good or keeps me happy or makes me laugh. So this is the segment I like to call The News That Robin Needs to Know, Secrets Edition.
All right, so our first story, we're going to go all the way to...
Did you not read the news beforehand?
No, I did. I don't know if they put that... Yes. Okay, we're going to go all the way to England.
Okay.
So in England, there is a car wash, and it's... Let's say with these stories, just so you know, I'm going to put a little thing that... If you were one of these people, this is something you would keep a secret.
Okay.
Like, you know, you wouldn't want people to know that it was you. So this new story, the car wash, what they did was the owner put, you know, little flyers on 500 cars throughout the town.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, in that early morning, it started to rain and then it cleared up and it became sunny. And you know what happens to those types of paper when it gets wet and then dries? It sticks really bad to the windshields of those cars that you can't get off. And if you try it, like, you know, rips off and it gets stuck. So, yeah, he gave it to like 500 cars. All 500 cars came to his car wash demanding a free car wash to get the sticker off their windshield.
Okay, I don't know if that really fits under secret, but okay.
But if that was you, would you want everyone to know that you did that?
500 people apparently knew. Okay, now that was a good news story. Let's get this to the second one.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Now we're going to go all the way to England again. So in England, there's a zoo where you can get a job. And this is a job that if it's you, I don't think would want people to know, and nor people will know that it's you.
Okay, what?
You can dress up as a bird to scare off other birds.
That's a job?
That's a job now. You can dress up as a giant.
I guess that's a secret because no one knows who's in
exactly.
It.
You're the seagull deterrent. That's the job description. The seagull deterrent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, that's a great news story. Third.
Okay.
Let's keep this moving, people.
Okay, now this is a great, great news story.
Okay.
So now our next news story, we're going to go all the way to the sky. And actually, we're going to go to the past, to the early mid 80s.
Oh, wait, can I interrupt you? A couple of episodes ago, you did a news story about Canada and how in February they got rid of pennies.
Yes.
The amount of Canadians that messaged me that that article was at least 10 years old because they got rid of pennies in February of 2013.
What?
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know. So when you're giving your time frames, guys, give or take 10 years. Okay, yeah,
all
right.
To all my Canadian listeners, I apologize. I stand corrected. Okay, but now this news story did happen in the 80s, okay?
So give or take 10 years.
But it just came out recently, this story, from a lot of current and former WWF, WWE wrestlers.
Yeah.
You remember the wrestler Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
He was an actor on different movies, and he was also a wrestler. Well, apparently this story, when they were taking a flight from Tokyo to the U.S., a 14-hour flight. Now, Andre the Giant was a 7'4" man.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to the bathroom, which he usually goes before the flights. He went during the flight. Let's just say one third of the plane of passengers kind of passed out. That was the back area where he went to the bathroom. The middle area were just got really, really sick, and the front area where all the WWF wrestlers were just cracking up laughing. Because this huge man just pretty much ruined a 14-hour flight for a whole bunch of people.
Guys, you know how he just said it was Andre? This is actually a true story about security. Okay.
I would never do that. Wait, hold, do you want to rate me or?
I like how you like getting rated now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's two different ratings. For staying on topic, I rate this a 1 because none of this had to do with secrets.
Well, hard to find a secret because it's the news.
Right. As far as entertaining, I would give this a solid 2. No pun intended.
Hey-o.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the news. That's all the news that Robin needs to know. Secret edition.
Guys, thank you so much for calling in today. It was so fun talking to you. If you want to call in to find out each week's topic, follow my Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic because that's where I announce it. And then you just call in at 720-72-ROBIN. And that's Robin with a Y. Guys, I love you and I promise to keep your secrets. Oh, wait, hold on. We have a call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.